There are certain movies that have such a feel for time and place that we can tell, almost instinctively, that they've been informed by the rhythms and patterns of real life. Lee Isaac Chung's Minari is a film like that. It's overflowing with finely observed details and with characters who seem so specific and alive that we know it must have the ring of autobiography. Chung was born in America to Korean immigrants, who settled in an Arkansas farming town in the early 80s. So too does the Yi family in Minari, moving into one of those long trailer homes up on cinder blocks, which is situated deep in the Ozark Mountains and surrounded on all sides by untilled land. The father, Jacob, played by Steven Yeun, has always dreamed of being a farmer, and he hopes to plant the Korean vegetables that are so rare in that part of the country. His wife, Monica, played by Yuri Han, is less convinced of the farm's viability, and she gets a job at a chicken sorting facility. There are problems. There's a summer storm that has the whole house leaking, and a tornado warning blaring on the TV. In his attempts to install an irrigation system, Jacob worries that the local well digger is fleecing him, and so he siphons water from a neighboring tract of land. His and Monica's marriage begins to fracture as well, as the realities of overseeing a farm become starker. Much of the film is told from the points of view of young David, played by Alan Kim, Chung's fictional avatar, and his slightly older sister Anne, played by Noelle Cho. David has been diagnosed with a heart murmur, a potentially dangerous condition when they're so far away from a hospital. He yearns to behave like a normal little boy, running around and causing mischief, but his mother is in a constant state of worry that too much physical activity could kill him. Arguably the biggest change in their young lives is the arrival of Monica's mother, a cantankerous old woman brilliantly played by Yeo Jung-young. She looks after the children during the day, gleefully beating them at card games and getting wrapped up in the pro wrestling matches on television. She seems particularly focused on winning over David. She's conspiratorial with him, almost childlike in her interactions, and yet he still sees her as foreign, as an invader. As Minari reaches its final scenes, there are some plot beats, an illness, a hospital visit, a fire, that feel easily telegraphed and even somewhat contrived. But it's the little moments that are going to stick with me most. How the mother cries after smelling Korean anchovies for the first time in years. How Mountain Dew is treated tantamount to holy water in the house. How Jacob's sole farmhand, played by Will Patton, drags a giant cross down the highway as an act of religious devotion. Minari gets its title from a leafy plant that grows like weeds in Korea and which Grandma harvests in secret on an isolated creek bed. With this central metaphor, Chung seems to be suggesting that the Yi family could thrive too, if only they had a bit of nurturing. In that sense, the film is most reminiscent of Jan Troell's 1970s epics The Emigrants and the New Land, which enumerated the tribulations of a Swedish family settling in 19th century American Midwest, the agonizing challenges of getting to America in the first place, the backbreaking struggle of working the land, the humiliation of not understanding a new language. Minari doesn't have the 7-hour sprawl of Troell's saga, though Chung manages to fit so much detail into his 110-minute running time. The film is less about its own narrative arc than it is about these characters and the routines of their daily lives, the food they eat, the work they do, the way they interact with one another, how their mostly white neighbors interact with them. It has the feel of childhood memories flooding back and of real lives unfolding right in front of us. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.